and awe of this process. This is a process and it works. There's a reason it's built this way, and it's amazing to see that it's real.
Each year during the general legislative session, college students from schools across the state are selected to intern for our representatives. This is a unique experience that allows them to get up close and personal look at the legislative process while working one-on-one with their assigned legislators. Joining us today to talk more about this experience are two of the House interns for this session, Clara Eccles and Anna Vannoy. Ladies, thank you so much for taking the time today to sit down and talk really about this internship. So first, I want to go ahead and ask you, how did you hear about this internship and what did that application process really look like?
Yeah, so I heard about it in my political science class. I'm a political science major at UVU, and I had some friends who were doing it, and I thought I was too close to the application, so I didn't apply that year. And then all of those friends that did it came to me and told me how amazing it was, and they're like, Anna, this is perfect for you. You have to go for this. Constantly, the whole session, I was hearing about how good it was. So the next year, I was like, first one. Like, I'd been working on this application. And so it was so fun to like have that process and to have those friends who had just done it the year before tell me a little bit about it. The application process, I actually found was interesting and cooler than I expected. We went before a panel that included some of the political science professors, and there were some other people that I didn't know yet, and now I get to know. But they interviewed us from a panel and then interviewed us individually with the staff here to pair us with a legislator. So kind of like matchmaking, oddly enough. Mm-hmm. And I think they did a pretty good job from what I've seen.
And you're assigned to Representative Perucci, is that correct?
Yeah, I'm with Representative Perucci. Mm-hmm.
And how has that been?
It's been amazing. We get along pretty well.
That's awesome. And Clara, how about you? How did you learn about this process and what did that look like for you? And you've got a little bit of a different internship than most of the other interns during this session. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so I'm interning with the House of Representatives on the staff side, and that's been a really great experience. And my pathway here was a little bit different. I had a great mentor reach out to me and brought up this opportunity kind of last minute, and he helped walk me through how to apply and get here. And so that's been really fun, but I've loved being a part of the staff. I really get a bird's eye perspective of everything from working with the budget or going over views or working with constituents as far as like writing press releases or talking points. And so that's been a really great learning experience. And it's been really fun to be part of the team and meeting everyone here. Mm-hmm.
So what does the day-to-day experience look like for the two of you?
Kind of changes from day to day, which is really fun. It's fast paced and keeps me on my toes. So I'm definitely learning a lot and learning how to work in that environment. But a lot of it is writing talking points or preparing materials for meetings for legislators and supporting them. And it's kind of all over the place, but it's been really fun.
Anna?
Yeah, what I say when people ask me what I do every day is that I can remember by lunch what I did in the morning, and after lunch I can remember for that time, but I can't remember by the end of the whole day. So much happens here. It's amazing to see. At the beginning of the session, we were running, we were having meetings in the hallways. It was meeting, 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 like 20 more meetings than I had scheduled meeting, and I was trying to fit in more meetings, right? So that was the beginning of the session for me, kind of hit the ground running. And now I can predict a little bit more what the day is like. I spend time answering emails, I arrange schedule, arrange the meetings. And even one thing that's so cool about this internship is how hands-on to policy it really can be. So it's all over the place, and I've loved it.
Mm-hmm. And now, what has been the most surprising aspect that you have learned from the internship? I'm assuming in some way or form or fashion, it hasn't exactly been what you expected. What has surprised you?
Yeah, I can start with that. So I'm a political science major, so we talk about politics in all my classes. And I have been a little cynical towards politics, and I don't think that's strange. I don't think that's unique to anyone. And so I came into it like, yeah, you know, politics. Even though I love politics, right? But I came into it a little bit like that, and I remember the first day after, I was on my way home, and I was like, wow, I'm in awe of this process. This is a process, and it works. There's a reason it's built this way. It's not some distant, faraway, mysterious thing. It's tangible. It's actual. Representative Perucci, she's not that much older than me, and she can do this and get this done and do it well. And it's amazing to see that it's real. I think that's what's cool about it, is it's not something distant and far away. It's close, and it's real, and you can do something to it.
And Clara, what about you?
What I've really loved about being a part of this process is just getting close to the policy and seeing what's coming through and getting a better understanding of what's happening around in our state and just the problems and the solutions and the people coming together to work through those and just feeling like I'm getting closer to Utah has been really fun.
Mm-hmm. And anything surprising that you didn't expect?
probably just how fast-paced it is. The legislative session is only a 45-day session, and so things change hour by hour, minute by minute. And so just watching the moving pieces that makes this process happen has been really fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. Now, especially having a perspective onto staff, and particularly the House leadership members, how has that kind of shaped your vision of how Utah politics functions up here on the Hill?
I think a fun perspective from getting close to the leadership up here is watching how legislators work together to pass bills and kind of how that process looks, kind of the metamorphosis that it goes from when a bill is first introduced to what is passed and the substitutes and amendments that are placed in and where people are coming and finding a consensus on these bills.
Clara, you're a business and economics major at University of Utah. Why did this internship with the Utah political realm interest you?
I really love policy a lot, and although I'm not quite sure that I want to make politics my career necessarily, I really wanted to get close to the process and just see the different ways where you can make a difference in your community, whether it's through a business or it's policy. But also what's been really fun about this internship is I get to see business people come together and legislators and lawmakers and constituents all come together and be a part of this process. And that's been really fun, seeing what I can do in the future as a businesswoman, how I can be involved in my legislative process and have a better understanding of how that works to make a difference in my community.
Mm-hmm. Now, how would you say that this internship has changed kind of your career path or your thoughts about a future moving forward?
It's definitely made me want to be more involved in the process, and having this experience has given me a better understanding of what I need to do and what I can do to be involved. And I feel like it's also given me a voice in my thoughts and opinions as well. And so that's been a really great experience. But just learning how I can interact with legislators and other people of the community to pass legislation and really make a difference.
Now, Anna, you were already a poli-sci major at UVU, and so you're kind of already in that mindset of this political realm. But how has this internship really changed your future career plans?
Well, when you say you're a political science major, people say, oh, so you want to go into politics? And I would always say, no. That's the right answer, right? But I've realized one of my favorite parts of working here has been the people I get to work with. The representatives and the staff and everyone I get to see every day are amazing people. They're people who love people. They care. When I just pass by people in the hallway, the legislators have learned my name. Like, that's something that shouldn't matter to them, like invisible intern in some ways, right? But they do care. And that's been really cool to see. So it's changed my perspective. So that I don't know if I would say as hard of a no. It still seems like maybe I'd like to work behind the scenes a bit more than up in the front. But I think it's changed the way I will talk about politics and the way I'll involve it in my future career. So I don't know what that will look like, but I know it will be a part of my future career and I'll be better off for it.
So what are some of your biggest takeaways that you really plan to take with you into all your future aspirations?
Some of the takeaways I know that I've gotten, a big one is the networks I've been able to build. They say it's all the people you know, right? And this internship has been amazing for just the people you know. Representative Frucci has connected me with people she knows, and I know that that relationship that we've built will be a connection that I can rely on later and in the future. So that has been one big takeaway that I'm really grateful for, that I just wouldn't find any other way. But one of my favorite little moments, one time we were just walking down a stairway, and my representative's a Republican, and she was talking with one of the representatives who's a Democrat, and they were talking about this policy, and you could tell they'd just gotten along so well, and there was this strong friendship there. And it's so cool to see real, genuine connection on good policy. And that's something I think Utah can boast about, because it's really cool to see.
One of my biggest takeaways is I came into this experience because I really love Utah, and I wanted to learn how to make it a better place, and getting closer to Utah, and this process has made me love it even more and realize just how amazing Utah is. Just seeing the legislators work on issues and come together with different stakeholders is really amazing. And I got to sit in and listen in on budget discussions and watching how we manage our funds and what we prioritize was a really great experience and makes me really proud to call Utah my home and be part of this process.
Now, would either of you recommend this opportunity, this internship, to others who might be interested in the political realm or even those who might not really have an interest in the political realm?
For sure. This has been one of my most favorite experiences ever. Even if you're not interested in politics, I feel like there's lots of value in learning about your legislative process and getting involved because we all have a voice and our voice matters, and learning how we can share our voice and make a difference in our community is really important. And this internship definitely teaches you how you can be more involved and just have an understanding of, even when you're reading the news, what's happening in the world around you.
Yeah, I would also highly recommend it. If politics seems like a scary or just like distant thing, you learn to swim when you're in the pool. And it doesn't seem like something far off and distant and hazy. And it just seems like people working hard. But what comes out is policy. And that's really, really cool. I also think this internship teaches effective ways to get involved in politics. If you get involved on Twitter, that's one way to get involved. If you get involved by emailing a representative or having a meeting or attending a town hall, those are ways where the avenues are already set up to make change or to impact policy. There's public comment. I don't think a lot of people my age know that there's public comment at these kind of bills. They know that they can post about it on social media, but they don't know that there's public comment. And so I think I'd highly recommend it just for that, and also for the sensitivity and respect that we should show our legislature and for the individuals who work so hard here. They lose a lot of sleep over this, and we should be grateful for that.
Is there anything else that you'd like to mention to other college-age students that might be thinking about doing an internship opportunity like this one?
I would say if you're thinking about it, why not just do it? For me, I was really held back by the idea that it was so far away. I'm living in Orem, so the commute was something that scared me. It was going to be my whole life. I was going to give over to this. And that's not entirely true. It's a big part of my life right now, but it's short. I would say this internship, you're going to get out of it what you put into it. And so if you want to learn from this, if you want the opportunity to get up and close in politics and you have the chance, take it. There's so many people who don't have the chance, so take it.
Okay, well, thank you so much. We appreciate you taking the time to sit down and talk about this awesome opportunity. I know a lot of people currently in the Utah political realm once got their start as an intern working for a legislator. This, to me, is one of the greatest internship opportunities that we have in the state, really. And we appreciate the work that you two have done over the last 45 days. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.